Mercury poisoning. Okay, that's on. Check. Should I play for a second to make sure the levels are all right? I think I can hear everything. I'm just going to do a second of music here to make sure everything can be heard. That's good. Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Michael. This band's called Poop Dish. I'm going to play some songs for you guys. This first song is about how sometimes your friends kill themselves, and that sucks, and you want to keep them from fucking killing themselves, but sometimes it's not obvious what they're about to do because they don't just have like a fucking gun to their head. Instead, what they do is they just go eat fast food every single day for years and years and years, and then their arteries get clogged up with all this like fat and shit, and they can't, and their hearts stop, and that's how they fucking kill themselves. It's called Taco Bell Suicide, and it goes like this.
Time takes a gordita crunch, puts it in your mouth. You pull out a finger, then another finger, then gordita crunch. The wall to wall is calling, and it lingers. Then you forget. Oh, you're a Taco Bell suicide.
This next song I heard when I was 16 years old, and it's about how sometimes people are going to think they can tell you what you can and can't do with your goddamn self just because they're sitting on a really tall chair and they've got a whistle around their neck and some sunscreen on their nose. They're going to tell you what they fucking you can fucking do. And don't fucking listen to them, be your own goddamn self. It's called All Real Anarchist Being Fools. Shampoo to get rid of it, and I got the shampoo and my dandruff went away, and the day after it went away I was so happy I got rid of all that dandruff. I didn't smash the stain at all. And the fucking man kept on oppressing me all the time. And if we all just fucking tried to make sure our hair was clean and that we were healthy, the man would fucking win forever. And this song's called Personal Hygiene is Escapism. Thanks for getting rid of that home, brother. And I know, it goes like this. I'm like, no, it's cool, man, about how sometimes you go to the mall in Muncie, Indiana in 1968 and the Harlem Globetrotters are there and they're doing a demonstration to get people excited about basketball and they ask for volunteers to throw three throws and you're kind of a chubby little dude and you kind of feel so unself-confident and unhappy and stuff, but you love fucking basketball and you love the Harlem Globetrotters and so you're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna go out there. And you go out there and they're throwing the three throws and like you're about to do it and you dribble the ball and you're holding like that and you're just like, oh man, this is gonna be the fucking coolest moment of my life. All my friends, my family are here. Everybody's gonna see me fucking throw basketballs with the Harlem goddamn Globetrotters. I mean, the coolest kid in school. But then you like the ball hits your hand, you feel good for a second, and then Curly Neal comes behind you and pulls your pants down right in front of everybody. And it's the most embarrassing thing ever. All your friends, everybody sees you, your pants pulled down by the Harlem Globetrotters. And when that fucking happens to you, that's a perfectly understandable time to be like, you know what? Give up on life. I'm gonna be a loser forever. It's never gonna fucking work for me. I'm not gonna have friends again or be cool or win. Thing is, man, we make that decision. That's not the fucking Harlem Globetrotters making that decision. You're making that fucking decision. You don't have to goddamn give up. And I hope none of you fucking do that when that shit happens to you, right?
Thank you.
bones a lot, and I used to tell my friends, like, if I ever got a chance to look at dinosaur bones, I don't take that chance. You better call the fucking cops, and I'm about to kill myself, because I love dinosaurs. Yeah. Something's way wrong with me if I'm not looking at dinosaur bones and I fucking have the chance to. And, like, one of my friends one day was like, you know, you could just move to a city where there's a museum where there's dinosaur bones, and you go look at them every single day, but you've never done that. You continue living in these shitty small towns with nothing to do and no fucking dinosaur bones, and this one's gonna worry about me today. It's our last song. This band's called Boob Dish. I'm from Texas. I've got some merch for sale back there. Thanks so much to Chris for booking me and Garrett for having the sound, and all your volunteers. And even though I'm wearing a yellow shirt, that doesn't mean I'll be able to answer all your questions, so sorry about that. Thanks so much. Yeah.